Hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast. I'm your host, Robin Hackney, and I'm so happy that you're here. This podcast is a place for conversations about balancing a healthy lifestyle and being happy. More specifically, happy hour. Together, we'll explore all things wellness and wine. I hope you learn a little, laugh a lot, and along the way, know you're not alone on this balanced wellness journey. Ready to jump in? Pour something in your glass that makes you happy because it's time for Spandex and Wine. Welcome back to part two of Kirsty's episode. Part one had so much good information that I wanted her to come back and share even more. And in this part, I wanted her to talk more on the different supplements and products that Hugh and Grace offers. Unfortunately, we only had time to talk about, you know, four or five of them. And there are so many more than that. So you can go to hughandgrace.com/spandexandwine and learn more, or feel free to reach out to me. But take a listen. I know you're going to learn even more. Hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast. Kirsty, thank you for being here. We are actually doing a part two to our first conversation.
Yes, indeedy. I'm going to share some of my favorite things that have helped me.
Yes, absolutely. And in our first episode, I mean, everything made sense that you were saying, and it really resonated with me. And I know after our first initial conversation that then didn't get recorded, you had shared some supplements with me. And I've really enjoyed them and I felt a difference. And so I thought, okay, I would like for you to talk specifically about some of those supplements. So I'm going to let you start where you want to. I know we touched on collagen protein in the first episode, and that was one item. We also touched on hydrating and detoxing. So I'm going to let you go through some of that.
So if there was only one product that people were going to try from Hugh and Grace, I would say it's starting with our Hydrate Detox, which is our gut health product. Because, you know, to me, gut health is health. All health to me, mood, immune system, sleep, you know, so much of what we're doing is affected by, supported by, or undermined by what's going on in our gut. So having a healthy gut biome and, you know, just whether it's, you know, modern society, the foods we eat, the chemicals we're exposed to, our gut biomes as we age don't function well. The biome, the bacteria that's growing in there changes, and it's not optimal. And how do we know that we don't have great gut? If you aren't pooping 1 to 2 times a day, if you have, like, you know, reflux, if you're gassy, if you have bloatiness, it's not a totally exclusive list. That's a good sign that your gut isn't functioning properly. If you're struggling with your weight, despite the fact that you eat well, if you're, you know, you're just like you're losing your hair, it could be hormones, but it could also be that your gut isn't absorbing nutrition, you know, properly. So you could be nutrient deprived, and fixing your gut can help with better digestion of food. It can help with better hydration. It actually helps regulate a bunch of your hormones, some of the ones I talked about earlier, but serotonin, cortisol, in particular, it helps make sure that we eliminate all those extra estrogens that, you know, that we are exposed to, so that we people who have a tendency towards estrogen dominance, women who have a tendency towards estrogen dominance, or men who are struggling with, you know, maybe they've got breast tissue, or they've kind of got a pear-shaped figure, they probably have estrogen dominance. And, you know, your gut plays and your liver play a real role in trying to regulate that. So, you know, for me, foundationally, if you want to address improving your health, you want to start improving your gut biome. And, you know, ours isn't just a probiotic. It also has L-glutathione in there. And that's something our bodies naturally produce. It's an antioxidant, helps scavenge free radicals. And as we age, as with everything, it stops our body stop producing L-glutathione. It's been known for a long time, but coming up with an oral version of L-glutathione that our bodies absorbed has been a tricky thing. And now there is cetrioglutathione is out there, and we have that in our hydrate detox drink. Plus, it's electrolyte balanced, and you know, as we were talking earlier, it's really important to make sure that you are actually bringing in the salts that you need to be optimally hydrated. And then my next thing that we talked about was the collagen. This collagen is marine based. It's farmed, ethically farmed. So, you know, they control what that Japanese cod eats, the water it's in. So it doesn't have any heavy metals. And in fact, L-glutathione helps your liver and your gut eliminate heavy metals. And we get exposed to it, not just from fish sources, it's in chocolate, it's in all sorts of things. You'd be really surprised at how you're ingesting heavy metals all the time. So, you know, those two things, I like to make my coffee in the morning, and then I add the collagen to it. I do have friends, then I mix up my hydrate detox and I drink one of these. And so I know by 11 o'clock when I've gone through one of these, I've started with protein. So generally by lunchtime, I'm sitting at about 60 to 80 grams of protein, and I've got in, 40 ounces of water and hydration. Yeah. So, you know, those are two things that our gut needs, our body needs to be properly hydrated and properly nourished. And then, you know, we also have two supplements, a morning supplement that's got coenzyme CoQ10 in there. It's got turmeric, which is a natural anti-inflammatory. It's got milk thistle in there, which supports your liver. So when people talk about detox, I mean, even the name of this hydrate detox, it's not that there's something in there that's like going to magically get rid of all the toxins. What we're doing is we're making your body do what it's supposed to do. Your gut and your liver, they naturally detoxify you. But we're exposed to so many, you want to make sure that you're supporting the liver and the gut to be able to do it effectively at a high rate. Yeah. And then, so, you know, that morning one also has bioperine in there. So it helps you actually absorb the vitamins that you take every day or eat every day. So, you know, that coenzyme Q10 is also helps with free radicals. So, you know, it gives you kind of steady state. It's not like coffee, like that stimulant kind of like, oh, I'm awake. Right. It gives you that kind of just steady state energy during the day. There's also ingredients in there that help with milk thistle also helps with blood sugar stabilization. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it you're not getting those highs and lows. And if you're also doing what I recommend, which is starting with protein during the day, it just sets you up to have stable blood sugars during the day. Yeah. And then our nighttime supplement has magnesium in there. It has some thionine in there. It has,
It's okay.
But it's got some natural herbs in there that help slow your brain waves down. It's not sedating. So if you're expecting to take it and go pass out, it's not going to do that. You're still going to have to do good sleep hygiene and not be lying in bed watching screens and stuff.
Right.
But once you fall asleep, you'll stay asleep and you'll get a better quality sleep. So, you know, for me, that's important as a mom. My husband travels a bunch. You know, if my kids need me, if I have to drive them to, you know, the emergency room, you know, God forbid, I'm not going to be sedated or drugged up. I can wake up and be awake. But it's also helped me fall asleep and stay asleep so I can function better the next day. And that's kind of what we all want, you know, as our bodies change, you know, whether you are a woman that's perimenopausal like me and you choose to supplement because estrogen really is a gift, you know, or not, you know, we what we want to do is soften that landing as a menopausal woman, so that as these hormones, as estrogen and progesterone come down, if that's what you want to have happen, you're not going to see cortisol surging. You're not going to see these other things surging, so that you get to a nice steady state. And for men too, you know, that you're supporting the testosterone production, that you're not getting exposed to estrogens that throw you out of whack. And sleep, proper hydration, proper supplementation all help both men and women with that.
Yeah. And that all makes sense. And I'm so glad that we did not have this conversation before I tried the supplements, because I wanted just to see, okay, have I noticed anything? And I really have. When you were talking about the hydrate and detox, it makes sense, because like I haven't been as bloated. And, now that you explain it, okay, that makes sense. And anything with collagen, I know in the first episode, we talked about the importance of collagen. And I've had dietitians say that there's different schools of thoughts on collagen, but I think she was coming more from just a strictly a protein standpoint. Mm-hmm. And when you explain it as to, we're losing 1% of our collagen elasticity, since, what did you say, 30 years old?
30.
Like, oh, my gosh. 30,
yeah.
I have a lot of catch up to do. but I mean, just the morning and the evening supplements too, I've enjoyed. And, now that you say that, I'm like, wait a second, I haven't felt like taking a nap. So that's big for me, because usually
it's subtle. Mm-hmm. What I'm about is it's not like medicine where you take a thing and you feel an effect. This is about helping your body work the way it was meant to, and supporting it to work in its ideal state. And so it takes time for that shift to happen, and you would expect to continue to see, that those improvements happening gradually over time. And I know, when people like the dietitians, and I've heard people, collagen supplementation doesn't work, L-glutathione supplementation doesn't work. You have to come to it from the perspective of, the medical model, the sick model, has built in reasons for wanting us to stick with that. And they, when they say, okay, well, there aren't studies that prove this. Well, who does the studies? Mm-hmm. Who funds the studies? And, that there is bias within that. Just what are they choosing to study and who's doing it? Anyone that's taking a good collagen can tell you, look, I see it. I am 53. I have so much hair, and I didn't before. And it just keeps, I literally had to cut my hair a couple of weeks ago because it had got so long and heavy that my scalp was hurting. And I see my skin, has a fullness and a radiance that it was lacking a year and a half ago when I started taking all these supplements. And, of course, everyone who sells supplements is going to say theirs is the best.
Right.
I can tell you with Hugh and Grace, we have third-party testing that can show you that what's in our morning and night supplements and what's in our hydrate detox and what's in our collagen is exactly what we say it is, in the right percentages without contaminants.
Yeah.
We use third party manufacturers, but they are green manufacturers. We know they're clean. We know that what they, there's no contaminants from other products. So I know we're delivering a very good quality product. And then Hugh and Grace's products come with a 30-day guarantee. So, day 29, 30, and you're like, I'd argue it's too early to really see the full benefits. But if at the end of 30 days, you're like, I don't believe any of this, you can get a full refund with our products. And to me, that is important to be able to say to people, I want you to be happy. I want you to see the result.
Right. And everyone has to find what works for their body.
Yes.
And if you wouldn't mind, just give us a nutshell version of Hugh and Grace and, how it started. What's the story there?
As you can tell, I talk a lot. It's really hard for me to do a nutshell. The founders, Hugh and Grace are, I remember when I was first told about Hugh and Grace, I was like, that sounds like a children's clothing shop.
Yes.
It's because it's named after the CEOs, Ben and Sarah Jensen's children. Like me, they had unexplained infertility. They had a 14-year struggle to have children. And with family members stepped in and were surrogates for them. And they had their son, Hugh, and their daughter, Grace. And they're both pretty connected people. You know, he was, you know, a big CEO in finance, and she worked fundraising for UCLA. And during their journey, she got into lobbying to try and lobby for more openness about, you know, product labeling and ingredients. And it really is just an uphill battle because there are just, there are bigger lobbyists with deeper paychecks than, than Sarah Jensen, knocking on doors had. And, so she said, you know, I want to tackle this from a different perspective. You know, I talked about my friend who had breast cancer. I talked about my experience of going through IVF and being told what not to do. Right. And, you know, and we talked about people are becoming more aware of, you know, they need to be clean, but they don't know what that means. So Hugh and Grace, we're founded on having products. We have three pillars. We have skincare, very simple skincare, serums, one for morning, one for night, cleansing, a few other, you know, some cleansing, some body oils, very simple, natural ingredients, but actually do stuff because, you know, there are natural ingredients that brighten your skin and plump your skin. And so we have those. They're free of all hormone disruptors. Then we have our wellness products that I talked about that I'm very passionate about. And then we have a home cleaning line because it is... you know, the products that we have around in our environment, we're touching them, our kids are crawling on them, we're putting them in their mouths. And, you know, we, so the products we use in our home are very important. So we have a home care line. We're a very, very young company. So we don't have 9 million products, but what we do have are absolutely clean and pure, safe for your body, won't interfere with your hormones. We're expanding. I just was away on a weekend with the CEO of Hugh and Grace and Justin Prince, for many of you who know him from Modere, who no longer is with Modere. And we were he was training with us and they bought a new product out for us to try. And it's a pure cacao drink. Cacao is different than cocoa. And then it's got medicinal mushrooms in there, ashwagandha.
I know what you're saying.
Medicinal mushrooms are the hotness right now. And I've ordered one before and it tasted like mud. And as good as it could be for me, I just can't drink it. Whereas this actually tasted like an amazing, there was two of them. One was more of a Mexican hot chocolate. One was more of a milk hot chocolate. But that's the kind of direction Hugh and Grace is going to be going in with our products is things that you can incorporate into your lifestyle that are good for you and are multifunctional. So I can give my, you know, that hot chocolate to my kid. I can drink it. It tastes good. It's a great evening, nighttime drink that's going to help me. But it's going to also help center me and calm me and help me sleep. And so that's kind of the direction our, you know, our cleaning products too. We're coming out with other things, you know, multi-purpose, simple. We're not shipping water around. They come in concentrates. Same thing with our skin line. It's multi-purpose, gender neutral. So we're trying to kind of simple swaps to help people live better lives.
I love it. I love it. That's so great. I really appreciate you taking the time to explain all that. And I know that we could talk for a little while on all of the products, but how can people find you?
Well, I'm at Kirsty McGinnis on Instagram. I have a website too, so we can link to that.
We can put that in the show notes.
And, you know, people can message me, I'm happy to put my cell phone number you can find within Instagram, message me via Facebook. I'm very responsive to all that. I'm happy to set up, like, you know, if people want to have questions before they order, most people do. I'm happy to, you know, jump on and like chat to them for 15 minutes and guide them through the process and, get them on their way. So they're 30-day guarantee.
Yeah, no, I like that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'll put all of that in the show notes. And thank you again for your time and your wisdom on all of this.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Look forward to talking to you.
Yes. Another big thank you to Kirsty for taking the time to be here and share her knowledge. I enjoyed it and I learned so much and I hope you did too. since we only had time to touch on a few products, we will be doing a webinar where we can go over a few more of the products, but you can also go to hughandgrace.com/spandexandwine to learn more, or feel free to reach out to me. So the webinar will be separate from the podcast, so you can watch for that information in our private Facebook group at Spandex and Wine on Facebook. So feel free to join that group as well. I'll make sure that I put the link in the show notes. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. If you're enjoying this podcast, be sure to follow Spandex and Wine so you don't miss an episode. To do this, just go to the podcast and click subscribe or follow wherever you're listening. Look for the plus sign or follow button. This is one of the best things that you can do for the podcast. If you'd also be willing to give a 5-star review, that would be amazing and much appreciated. Lastly, please share an episode with a friend or 5 to keep the love going, and join the Spandex and Wine community in our private Facebook group by searching Spandex and Wine. Feel free to reach out to me at any time by emailing info@spandexandwine.com or text me at 913-392-2877. I appreciate you. Thank you.